Good morning, and you are listening to 2010s in the AM. It's a new show here on CJLO 1690, dedicated to the music that came out between 2010 and 2019. Today, we will be exploring the year 2013. I'm your guest host, Chris the Frog, and normally I host Sewer Spewer on CJLO Mondays at noon, and I specialize in telling you what's happening every week in the Montreal punk and metal underground. And I'm going to be staying on brand today, so on today's show, I'll be telling you about some Montreal bands who put out music in the year 2013, more in the realm of punk and metal. So, I dug up a lot of records. I did some serious research for this episode, and I dug up about more than 30 records, and I could easily do a 2-hour, 3-hour show on this. I mean, so many bands put out so much music that year. Hell, even my crappy ska band put out an album that year, but I won't be playing that today, thank God. 2013 is a very interesting time for me. I'm going to get very nostalgic here, but I remember being 21 years old, living on my own, washing dishes to pay the bills, and going to punk shows in my free time. About 2 or 3 times a week, I would go to a punk show. A lot of the music I will be playing today brings up certain memories of that year. Most of them are good, but some of them are bad. We'll get into that later. I'm going to start off first with a song by a band called The Bikassa, and this is off of their third album called Fuck You Shredder. It was released in June of 2013 on Stomp Records. It is a concept album based entirely on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, specifically the 90s cartoon. It's a mix of surfy punk rock and old school hip hop. It opens with a freestyle battle between Shredder and the Ninja Turtles. But the song I'm going to play for you is called The Ballad of Casey Jones. So stick around. We have some Dig It Up, The Brains, and Barn Burner for you later on. But here it is, The Bikassa, off their album Fuck You Shredder, with their song The Ballad of Casey Jones.
Oh, Attention, stop! honey, I'm home.
Why are you home so late?
I was listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Oh, I can't stay mad at you. Aww. I was listening to CJLO too.
And we are back with 2010s in the AM. You heard music from Barn Burner that's coming off of Bangers 3 Devil's Worship. It was an EP that was released in December of 2013. And the song I played for you was called Blade Master. That was the last EP from the band. The frontman Kevin Keegan went on to move to BC and form Dead Quiet. Before that, Montreal's own psychobilly band, The Brains, off of their album The Monster Within, the song was called Misery, and that was released on April 2013 off of Stomp Records. Before that, Dig It Up with their song Eyes on Me, which came off of their album Manners, which was released in May of 2013 off Stomp Records. And then before that, you heard The Ballad of Casey Jones by The Bikassa off their album Fuck You Shredder, which was out in 2013. Like I said, all the music I will be playing on today's show is coming from Montreal during the year 2013. And now it's time for me to talk about my all-time favorite band, Trigger Effect. It's a band that I followed religiously for about 7 years since I saw them in 2006 until their final shows in 2014. So yeah, more like 8 years. But they put out their third and last album on May 2013. It's called What's Left to Eliminate. And as a fan, it didn't really click with me just yet. I didn't really understand the direction the band was going. I mean, I liked it, but not as much as the other records. But it was a concept album in a nutshell, and it's about a man going through an existential crisis and eventually finding himself. But it's a very significant album because the singer, Nick Babeau, passed away on November 20th, 2013. So that was making it the last Trigger Effect album. And it was completely unexpected. And the band was making some huge waves. They were touring in Europe. And they were close to their 10th anniversary. And it was just such a shock to the fans and everybody in Montreal. So when I listen back to this album, I really think of it as his last will and testament. And it just gives me goosebumps every time I listen to it. And now I found like a new appreciation for the record. So I'm going to be playing two tracks off of it. The last two tracks off of What's Left to Eliminate. The first track is called He Knows Now. And the last track, That Vital Force. But here it is, He Knows Now by Trigger Effect off of What's Left to Eliminate here on 2010s in the AM.
Drop tickets and they make sure information. He knows now. Sun's always never ready on the illumination.
We have the students on the run. And as children finish school, we will continue helping them to gamble their lives and futures on drugs.
This is CJLO.
Thank you for listening.
And we're back with 2010s in the AM here on CJLO 6090 AM. I played for you two songs by Trigger Effect off their last album, What's Left to Eliminate. Those songs were called That Vital Force and He Knows Now, the last two tracks off that album. And like I said before, this album means so much to me. And even if it was like the millionth time I'm listening to it, I still got shivers down my spine. Just listening to Nick Babbo's voice is so haunting. It's insane how much of an effect this album has on me. We're talking about albums that came out of Montreal in 2013. And 2013 was a very odd year for me. I was washing dishes and going to a lot of punk shows. I mean, I still go to punk shows all the time. But there was one venue I spent a lot of time at, and that was the Death House at Fatale. I was there at least once a weekend, and it was an underground space owned by Mannix, who is now a rap artist. But before that, he was the front man of Crimes. So I'm going to be playing a song by Crimes, then later on I'll be playing some unsigned dirty punk like the Whiskey Shits, Arsenal Empties, and many more. But I'm going to be playing a track off of Crimes' full-length self-titled vinyl. The song I'm going to play for you is called Tension, the first track off of it. So here it is, Tension by Crimes off their self-titled album here on 2010s in the AM.
Conscience only human greed keeps us from equal consumption. Too many have been in life too soon. Don't want to be witness to the second of abuse. Attention rising, there's no more human despair. Attention building everywhere. Attention rising, there's no more human despair. Attention. We'll be right back.
fucking Everest.
CJLO stand for?
Oh, that's easy. C is for campus. J is for jello. L is for legitimate. And O is for okay.
So, campus, jello, legitimate, okay?
Yep, that's CJLO. And we are back with 2010s in the AM here on CJLO 6090 AM. You heard music by Society's Ills with their song Adversity off of their album of the same name. By the way, they filmed the music video for that song, and that was filmed at what is now the Trackside. Before that, No, with their song Waste My Time off of their EP called Suck My Finger, which came out in July of 2013. Before that, Arsenal of Empties with their song $5.36 at 8.5%. That's referring to a 40 ounce, and that's off their self-titled album. I don't know when that came out. All I know is it came out in 2013. Before that, Whiskey Shits with their song Where You Went Wrong off of their album of the same name, which came out in August of 2013. Before that, L'état c'est moi with their song Heteronormative Behavior off of their album Anglophone en Tabarnak, which came out on March 2013. And before that, you heard Crimes with their song Tension, the first track off their self-titled album, which came out in 2013. All these bands are from Montreal, unsigned punk bands. Like I said, today's show will concentrate on Montreal punk bands and metal bands that came out in 2013. This next section is going to concentrate on bands that kind of flew under my radar. Most of them are francophone pop punk, but I wanted to first play a track by a band called Tunguska Mammoth. This is their debut album, and it is very interesting as a concept album about a mammoth rising from the ice and crushing society, and they try to kill it, but it just keeps on marching on and trampling everything. So I'm going to be playing a track off their 2013 self-titled album, and the song is called The March of the Titan here on 2010s in the AM. We're all about us. We'll be right back.
de la merde dans la tête. De la merde dans la tête. Une raison d'être.
Fortune Cookie Club with their song J'ai la merde dans la tête off of their album L'Histoire c'est maintenant. Before that, Nausée by Brutal Cherry off of their album Cours ou Crève. And before that, March of the Titan by Tunguska Mammoth off of their self-titled album. All these albums came out in 2013. I wish I could have played a bit more, but we are running out of time, so apologies to Reanimator and to Dutch Nuggets. I'm sorry, I was a bit late coming into the show. That's it for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. A full playlist of what I played on today's show will be posted on facebook.com/sewerspewer. Listen to my show, Sewer Spewer, Mondays at noon. Next week, I'll be doing my 200th episode, so tune in for that. And tune in next Thursday at 9 for 2010s in the AM. Somebody else will be exploring the year 2014. Until then, peace, and have a good day, and thank you for listening to 2010s in the AM.